Good morning, everyone. All right, let's just start it off with some affirmations. Please repeat after me. I live in the midst of love.
I live in the midst of love.
And love lives in the midst of me.
And love lives in the midst of me.
Yeah, always. Yeah. And in all ways. Oh, I'm going to like this. Go ahead, somebody do it. You know, there's so much to talk about with love. We could be here for a lifetime, and we are. We're here having a conversation about love. That is our life. That is what we are here to do. We're here to know love. We're here to explore love. We're here to make friends with love. We're here to experience love. So let's just do that for a moment. You know, it's tangible. Can you feel it? Wouldn't it be kind of weird and kind of cool at the same time if we just walked around all the time saying, feel that love? Feel it? How do you think that would transform our experience of our life if we walked around and said, oh, I feel that love? You feel it? So if we were in the grocery store and things weren't quite going our way, and we stopped what we were doing and said, oh, I feel the love. Or whatever it is that we're doing that's bringing us angst or agita. If we could return to love. So, you know, it's interesting. There's more books written about love than anything else. There are more songs written about love than anything else. The poetry that moves us is about love. What we're seeking is love. What we're trying to name is love. And yet, it's already there. It's already who we are. Rumi, the 13th century poet and philosopher, says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And why can Rumi say that so confidently? Because it's already there. It's not ours to find. It's ours to know. And there are so many books and so many songs and so many expressions of love because love is unnamed. As soon as we name it, it's already changed. As soon as we try to put our finger on it, it's already gone. Because love transcends everything. I really like the affirmation that we read this morning. And I don't have it right in front of me, and I don't need it, because it's one phrase in it that I really like. Love transforms me. I don't need to go out and seek it or find it. I need to remember that it is love that is transforming me. I'm not transforming it by defining it, by naming it, by creating it, by whatevering it. I'm being transformed by love. And so as I let love in, I don't need to worry about it. Because there's that thing called the law at work. And I had to write it down. Don't forget the law. Because, you know, I'm the first to say it. I'm all about the love. I like the love. I like lots of love in my life. I talk about love a lot. I be love a lot, I like to think. And I experience a lot of love. And yet I need to remind myself, and I remind all of us, that there is a law at work, and that is what makes it so. In our beautiful textbook, written by Ernest Holmes, the founder of this beautiful work that we study, The Science of Mind, in the glossary of all places, And I like to read it right from the book rather than my notes because it's just so cool to do it that way. Love is the self-givingness of the Spirit through the desire of life to express itself in terms of creation. Emerson tells us that love is a synonym for God. We are also told in the New Testament that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Love is free from condemnation, even as it is free from fear. Love is a cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible. Love is a cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible. That's why it inspires us. That's why it moves us to do crazy things. Have y'all watched the Olympics lately? Yeah. I watch it, and then I go, enough. But it's love that is moving through these athletes. One of the very first nights they were showing the women ice skaters, and there was a young American girl, Katie, maybe, and she won her medal. And as they were interviewing her at the after her skate, she said, "We're reading Phil Jackson's book. And he says, just fill it with love. Just encircle what you're doing with love. Just bring love to it." Yeah, wow, huh? Phil Jackson, he's right up there with you and me and Emerson and Ernest Holmes. But what I found profound about that was that this young girl, so young, knew to just bring love to what she was doing. Just bring love to it. And there's no just about it. It's huge. It's huge. Love transforms me. Last week, we had this beautiful, beautiful experience of love where 9 of our couples renewed their vows. And you could see on the faces of every person the love. Love transformed us. It transformed our face from sadness or tiredness or any other feeling, and it radiated. So if you were fortunate enough to see Maddie gazing at Jeff, it was a sight to behold. It was a sight to behold. So I'll plug our Facebook page and say, just go and take a peek. Or we'll have it up here someday soon. So, but love transforms all of our faces. And it transforms all of us because we are mirrors. We are the mirrors. And so when we're looking for love, sometimes, I don't know about you guys, sometimes I find it hard to dredge it up. I know it's really rare, but it does happen. It happens. And so then I need to look in the mirror of life. I need to look in the mirror in life, of life, and I need to see it. And so I look at you, and I see love. And so at this moment, we're going to pause, and I want you to look at each other. And I want you to look with eyes of love. And I'm so serious, so I want to see heads turning. Now, as you're looking at this person, let love fill you up. You see, love can only transform us if we remember to let it. Love is a cosmic force whose sweep is irresistible. Try to resist it. Sometimes I need a good love song to pick me up There's a lot. I happen to be a big David Ault fan. He has this song called Gamble Everything for Love. I promise I will not sing it for you ever. You know. That, think of the lyrics of your favorite love song. And think about what happens. Just observe what happens when you're listening to that song. Something is transformed. Something is changed. We move from one state of being to another. We allow love to have its way. I invite love in. I invite love in. What a great activity for us to do. Now, you might think that this is a little odd, that sometimes when I'm looking for love in all the right places, I go to Facebook. But I do. I like Facebook because what I see on Facebook, looking with my eyes of love, is I see acts of love. And we're going to show you actually a page that I found on Facebook, and I'm going to look at it on my iPad at the same time. Okay, this is a page that a mom created for her son, called Happy Birthday Colin. I found this page a week ago, and there were 300,000 people that had looked at it. Now today, you can see, possibly, it's 1.9 million. Now why is that? Why? Why is this young boy? Why? So I'm going to read you what it says. Happy birthday, Colin, on February 2nd. I am Colin's mom. I created this page for my amazing, wonderful, challenging son who is about to turn 11 on March 9th. Because of Colin's disability, social skills are not easy for him. And he often acts out in school, and the other kids don't like him. Hard for a mom. So when I asked him if he wanted a party for his birthday, he said there wasn't a point because he has no friends. Yeah, well, he eats lunch alone in the office every day because no one will let him sit with them. And rather than force someone to be unhappy with his presence, he sits alone in the office. So I thought if I could create a page where people could send him positive thoughts and encouraging words, that would be better than any birthday party. Please join me in making my very original son feel very special on his day. So the mom made this Facebook page for her son. And her posts later on are something like, wow, I thought maybe 50 people would say happy birthday to my son. I thought, wouldn't it be cool if there were 100 people? And word got out. And there are posts and comments from, as of right now, and I had to just do it this way because it changes so quickly. Just on that one comment, 276,000 people. Yeah. 276,000 people knew that their word would make a difference. So the reason that I bring this to us and the reason that I point to it is because, did it touch you? Yeah. That's love. That's love. And half as many of those comments on this page that are for Colin are for his mama. We are so blessed to live here. Thank you. Thank you, Amy. To live here where we live, where it's easy to be in the sunshine. Gosh, let's just start with the weather. I mean, really. It's so easy to look around us and just know that everything is great and everything is wonderful and to put on a happy face. And we have so many opportunities to give, to take it deeper, to make it even more meaningful, to allow love to lead us, to be brave, to be strong, to be vulnerable. I think it's curious that we have that phrase, I would do anything for love. I think it's curious that we sing of love, we write of love, we kill for love. We do things in the name of love on both ends of the spectrum. Right? We have. We are one. And so I think it's important to remember that love transforms our world by means of us, one of us at a time, one activity at a time, one hug at a time, one recognition at a time. The center has this beautiful activity this year that we've started, and it's called the Creative Expression, and you might be familiar with it. So if you're wondering about how you can bring more love into your life, we've given you some tips. And this is a really handy little idea. There's all kinds of things that we might do to experience living in love. There's about a bazillion books we can read about knowing more love. There's all those songs that we talked about. Oops. Oops, that's Facebook. That might have been the Ellen show. If you didn't catch that one, it's really funny. So, there's all these activities that we can do for love. And last month, or maybe, yeah, I think it was this month, I went to that dream interpretation workshop. And in the dream interpretation workshop, this fabulous leader told us that there's all these books about interpreting your dreams and how great they are. And yet she said, you know, you don't need that. What you want to do is you want to write your own book. You want to pay attention to your own dreams and write your own dream book. Right? Because nobody knows your dreams like you do. Nobody knows what they mean like you do. Now, in first year class, in one of the very first classes, when we have the big teaching symbol up and we put God and love at the top, and then Heather tells us, or whoever's teaching the class tells us, now, I want you to spend the rest of this class finding more words to go in that top section that describe God. What are all the words that we use to describe God? Spirit, mind, life, truth, love, joy, beauty, infinite wisdom, first cause. And as we build our vocabulary, we build our